When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in about 10 minutes, a Thanksgiving greeting from Tommy down the shore.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Like that.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving, but you can't talk on our show, sorry. Let's see. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Hey, please don't get rid of Pearl Jam. It's the one thing I can hold on to.
Nah, Pearl Jam 330 is gone. Sorry. This is negotiations with the delegation. We had to make some moves. Pearl Jam's going to have to go.
That hurts. But, you know, you're winning me over to being a Kreisman.
All right.
I'm close. I'm about on time.
The edge. What?
I'm on the edge.
Pat had to make a move as the guys took Rage Against the Machine away from me, so we had to make some moves. You know.
All right. I'm with you.
All right.
Rage was back today, right?
Rage was back. Yes.
Come on, Jack.
Dan had a great call, by the way. Dan's call was great.
It was. Legendary afternoon show call.
Y'all need more hockey in your life. No. Broads needs more time. I mean,
he said, flip
it in the slot the other day, and I was with, Tornado at the Bearded Clam.
Yeah.
And I asked my wife, I was like, can we do that later? And she said no.
Okay.
You did all that to get that joke here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Jackie Baseball. Can we say Teoscar plus Bregman plus Crochet?
Not bad.
Teoscar's going to be a disaster.
He's going to be a disaster.
Well, he's 34.
He's not going to be that old.
I think he is.
He's a power hitter.
Yeah, but you take him away from the Dodgers, they might not even get into the World Series this year.
Oh, come on.
Bro.
He's a good player. He had a great year, but I believe...
He had an amazing playoff. Look at his numbers, anyway.
He's 32.
Okay. Well, if you can get him for 2 years or something, I'd just be nervous.
I would rather Tyler O'Neill.
Okay. And how old is Tyler O'Neill?
31.
Okay.
You're
right.
We're working with the best we got.
I know. All right.
Why are you guys okay with the loss on Sunday?
We've already explained it. You heard the show.
It's
Pat.
For the greater good.
I heard the show. I heard the whole show. You know I did. But we can't be okay with a loss. Are you going to go out there and be like, oh, well, if it's 34-33.
It's not about being okay with a loss. And I would say this, I reserve the right to, if they lose, come in and complain about why they lost.
Oh yeah.
But, of course you will.
But I do think they're at a point in the schedule and a point in their just sort of the evolution of the team where a loss would fit in really perfectly right here. That way we don't have to go into the playoffs winning 12 straight games. We don't need any of that. You know, that way the national thing starts to calm down a little bit. We can be underdogs again. I don't know. It feels like a well-placed loss.
17 with the Raiders game and the Cowboys game with Nick Foles.
You don't want to peak too early, Pat. Why would you want to peak too early?
Yeah, you're a baseballsman. Look what happened to the Phillies this year.
Right.
Yeah, they did peak. They peaked way early. They peaked, you know, in April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to break character here for a second, you guys, and thank you and give thanks. And I know you guys, you know, do your jobs and it's a good break. It's a good break for folks away from the real world. And I just want to thank you guys. You know, I listen to a lot of the shows, and it's a good escape for a lot of folks who are dealing with real world stuff. So.
Well, thank you, Pat.
I appreciate that,
appreciate
Pat.
Appreciate it, brother.
And you should know, thank I think you. It's an escape for us as well, because we deal with real world stuff as well. So this 4 hours.
That is true.
This 4 hours, we get to dick around and have fun and laugh, and it means a lot to us, too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Give us a movie you cried during, Pat.
I got two. Can I give two movies?
Oh, no.
You going to give me two?
No.
Well, listen, if you're a crier, your emotions,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Start whipping up some tears.
I cry all the time. I'm a criesman.
All right.
There's a lot of that going around today.
Give two. I don't care.
So, number one is Up. If you want to.
Yes.
Yes.
So that is
the movie Up.
The movie Up. So I actually cried during Up as well.
The cartoon, the animation?
Yeah. So that house on my arm is the Up house.
It is. I don't think I've ever seen that tattoo.
Yeah. So I got this.
Holy hell, man.
Yeah. So my wife's favorite movie is Up. And because of that, I got the Up house. And so, Pat, you can't see it, but like my entire forearm is the Up house. So I did cry.
Okay.
And I cry as well. It's 20 minutes into the movie. It has you bawling,
that
movie.
It gets you right away. And I got a full sleeve tattoos too. I don't know if you saw that, but.
Of the Up house?
Yeah. The Up house isn't there. No,
oh, okay.
No. I do different tattoos. Anyway,
okay.
The other movie is, to go away from Dan, I love Field of Dreams. I think it's a great movie, but The Natural gets me every time.
When
he hits the home run at the end, Roy Hobbs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, that just, you guys might not.
That's an actor. Robert Redford?
Yes.
Robert Redford, you got Wilford Brimley, Diabetes.
Oh, man, that's another good
all
actor.
All the things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you for the call.
I'm Kevin Costner.
Thank you for the call, Pat. I appreciate the kind words. I like The Natural. There's a lot of people, baseball people, who don't like The Natural because there are a lot of unrealistic. I mean, Robert Redford looks like he's about 53 in the movie or something. There's a lot. Jack, are you a Natural guy or have you
never seen it?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I think it's the only baseball movie I've never seen.
You should see it. It's a good flick.
Yeah, I've seen The Natural.
Yeah. I didn't cry during it.
He was better than Indecent Proposal, but, you know.
Who, Robert Redford?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in Indecent Proposal, too. That's a good actor right there.
It's a good actor.
Yeah,
man.
Handsome man.
Remember that movie?
Really good looking. Indecent Proposal was.
Demi Moore?
Demi Moore. I was going to say, yes, I
Woody
do remember
Harrelson?
That movie. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah? Would you?
Oh. No. Would you?
Of course not.
Okay. Oh, Jack's never seen it.
Nope.
It's called A Big Dose of D.
Have you ever seen the movie, Jack?
No. It's basically, he offers him a bunch of money to sleep with his wife. Yeah, sleep with his wife. Yeah.
Oh,
now, adjusted.
No. One night.
Now, hold on. Adjusted for inflation, Indecent Proposal was what, 1988 or something?
Yeah.
So today, I bet that's $3 million?
I was going to say at least three or four.
Yeah.
One night?
Nah. Nah. Well, it depends.
Nah, you guys are my guys. Don't say it depends. You're about to ruin it.
No, I'm just kidding. Obviously not. I would never be able to forget. It would ruin my life.
Of course not. Yeah. Of course we don't do that, man.
No, come on. I mean, if it was... No, I'm just kidding. No, come on.
If it was $20
million. Yeah, well, it's a different story. So I mentioned Ben's... it's not a different story. I'm just kidding. It's just for the bit. I would not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, somebody will tell my wife. Yeah, I said he'll...
Is she going to go looking for offers?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay. So I mentioned Ben Simmons and the Sixers.
Yes.
So Ramona Shelburne of ESPN wrote a big, long article on ESPN.com today about what a disaster the Sixers are currently. Mm-hmm. There really wasn't anything, Jack, I don't know if you read it. I don't think there was anything particularly expository in the... No, because Jack just sent me this one paragraph he saw on Twitter. Is that...
That's called show prep.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Well, no, she did say everything else has been going around with the doctors. They knew about the Embiid thing.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
Sam Nick said yesterday. That was the only other part.
Right, okay. So, but here is the paragraph that people are finding interesting. Talking about Ben Simmons, so much has gone wrong for Simmons and his former team in the years they've been apart that Simmons' presence in Philadelphia barely registered this time. It's about Ben Simmons coming back with the Nets the other day. He had even reached out to Embiid and others last summer, league sources said, hoping to mend fences. Simmons, who is in the final year of his contract with Brooklyn, has shown he can still impact a game with his passing, length, and defense. But in the second quarter of the game Friday, he also missed the rim on a layup in a clip that quickly went viral, reminding everyone of how his time in Philadelphia went awry. Could they ever try and figure it out again? One source called it unlikely, but stranger things have happened, especially with the Sixers. So him reaching out to Embiid and others on the team to mend fences, I actually think is interesting. Mm. He has shown a lack of self-awareness, a lack of, what's the word I'm looking for, humbleness in what he had done. So I'd be curious to find out if he if there was like an I'm sorry built in that entire thing, you know, of taking ownership of it. I don't think that there's any way he plays for the Sixers again. It couldn't happen this year because he makes too much money. The trade wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to trade for him. But he just looks finished. I think that's why I don't think he's going to. I don't even know if he'll be in the NBA next year, to be honest with you.
Still can't shoot.
No.
Still won't shoot.
His body doesn't look the same. He doesn't look this like the same
kind
of
athlete. Not the same athlete.
Nope.
Not the same athlete that he was where he could clearly get by people. Like Ben Simmons, you know, before he left here. And before the Atlanta Hawks situation, you know, Ben Simmons was one of the feared guys in the NBA in the open court.
Yes, not anymore.
I didn't want to see Ben Simmons in the open court. Cause that's one thing he could do was get downhill at you when he was trying to do his LeBron and sort of impersonation, but he didn't even got that anymore.
No, when he takes off with the ball in a fast break, he stops at the top of the key and turns around.
Right.
Which is the stuff we started seeing toward the end of his career here, but now he's 3 years further into his career, whatever's gone on with his back, like he doesn't even look impressive physically anymore.
Nope.
So I don't think there's any way he would ever be on the Sixers again.
Now, nor would I want him.
Nor I wouldn't want him either. Now, I do think one thing I know about Morey is I don't think Morey's ego would come into play on that, even though Simmons did what he did. I think if he thought he would help, he would sign him. That guy doesn't look like a guy that can help a basketball team anymore.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have we reached a point where we're rooting for him to at least figure it out a little bit? Like,
no.
Like play basketball in a semi-normal way again?
No.
No.
And we got there with Carson. You know, I think people are now rooting for Carson to. I know you're not, Spike, but
Ben was different.
Ben was worse than Carson. I've always said that. Like people got upset at Carson mainly because he couldn't win games anymore. It wasn't for a lack of trying or quitting, other than saying he wanted to be traded. But I think most people was just more or less like, this dude doesn't have it anymore from a physical standpoint.
Ben walked around talking about how dumb everybody was. He called the fans dumb. He tried to make it so the fans were the reason that he couldn't. Yeah. The media, he called the media dumb. Yeah, he said that he couldn't take the media question seriously because they didn't play the game at a high level like he did. Like, it would take such an apology tour for him for me to cheer for him again. I can't stand him. I hope he fails. I hope he's out of the league. I hope he goes back to Australia and plays video games in his basement for the rest of his life.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel as strong as Spike does.
Yes.
Oh, man, Simo the Savage?
You know how you feel about all the people that come at you about Hurts? That's what I dealt with Simmons. Everybody told me how full of it I was, and this guy is a fraud, and I don't need him.
Well, I got those same things.
Yes, but but he didn't. And then he did what he did.
Right.
And then Ben did what he did.
Right.
Like, he shoved it all up their
right.
behinds, too. You know, like, I just thought the way that he left here was inexcusable. You know?
I'm with you there.
He played the mental health. I've never seen somebody have a mental health thing but still lie about it because he didn't think he had it. Like, that's what was going on there. When Rich Paul was like, oh, he's dealing with, I got to get my mental right. He didn't actually believe that. He was trying to use it as an excuse. He is a liar. So, anyway.
Wow.
Maybe you and, you know, Howard did reconcile.
Yeah, you and Howard agree on that.
No, him and Ben are friends now.
Oh, that's what I forgot about that.
Yeah. All right. So we have our very own Tommy down the shore right after Jack tells you about the amazing Black Friday sale over at National Appliance.
Are we going to get Tommy from down the shore's thoughts on Ben Simmons?
Nah, well, I'm sure he doesn't like him.
Nah, I would say he doesn't like him at all. But if you're dreaming for a new kitchen that's innovative with dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you have to get in National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, a stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold, professional look, while Noir is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. I'm obviously impressed with Gen Air, and the best place to go for all of your Gen Air products is National Appliance Warehouse. You got to get with their knowledgeable team. They will help you in every way you need. Always the best price, thanks to Price Assure. It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, instantly save 15% when you package four Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
So it's the day before Thanksgiving, and nothing says Thanksgiving like Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank God, grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy! How you feel, buddy?
Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Big time Thanksgiving baloney business, baby.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving baloney. I mean, you're a foodsman. You must be very psyched for Thanksgiving.
I'm very excited. I mean, we're going to have a really nice spread this year. Going to have some family over. I'm not sure if I ever mentioned this guy to you. My cousin DJ, did I ever tell you guys about him?
I
can't remember if I did.
No, your cousin DJ, I don't think.
He's a very strange guy. He'll be there before to catch up with him. He can run faster backwards than he can forward. You know what I mean? It's unusual. He's like a medical anomaly or something. You know what I mean? If they did, this is going to seem crazy, but if they did the Olympics in reverse, he'd be a gold medalist. I'm not even kidding. That's how talented.
How did he find out that he was faster backwards than forwards?
He just started running that way from the time he was 2 years old. He ran backwards. You know what I mean? They couldn't understand it. It was very strange. Here's the thing. He used to play hoops, right?
Yeah.
And he was really good. But unfortunately, I think because his brain is wired differently, he gets confused 50% of the time. He'd score on the wrong rim. He'd run fast breaks in the wrong direction. You know what I mean? They used to call him Wrong Way DJ. You know what I mean?
He sounds dangerous to. I hope he doesn't drive anywhere. Yeah.
It's funny you mention that because he can drive better backwards than he can forward. You know what I mean?
Sounds dangerous. Keep DJ off the roads.
Yeah, he's an unusual guy. Nice guy, but very strange. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got any other weird family members?
Uncle Dominic. I mean, he's an interesting guy. Not as interesting as DJ. But he can smash 10, 12, 15 beer cans on his head like it's nothing. You know what I mean? It doesn't faze him, doesn't hurt. They used to call him Can Head. You know what I mean? It's a very unique skill. Trust me, a lot of people can't do it. I tried it once or twice. One can hurts my head. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, this is not a skill that's useful in life. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got skills that are kind of useless. You know what I mean? That's his only problem. If they had a competition for what would you call that? Can head smashes or something?
Maybe it should be part of the baloney games. I don't know.
But great idea.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to make him a star.
Yeah. So what are you eating on Thanksgiving?
Well, we'll have some classics, some turkey, some stuffing, some mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? Some bologna gravy, regular gravy, bologna gravy. But see, my favorite part of Thanksgiving
yeah.
is my famous post-Thanksgiving leftover smoothies. It's a kind of a long name, you know what I mean? But it's like basically what you do is the next day, next few days, take those leftovers, right? Put them in a huge bowl, and then you smash it, pour gravy. Smash it, pour gravy. Smash it some more, pour gravy. Then it turns into like sludge, Thanksgiving sludge, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
God.
You pour it into an industrial-sized blender or just a really strong blender, and then you got to spin and kind of like spin it and blend it. It's an absolute mess. Let me tell you something. But it's delicious, you know what I mean? But you got to be careful. One time, I accidentally left the lid kind of loose when I turned on the blender, and I got hit in the face with some stuffing and mashed potatoes. Stuffing and mashed potatoes are delicious, right? But if they hit you in the face at high speed, they can be very dangerous. It hurt, kind of gave me laceration on my face. You know what I mean?
It sounds disgusting, Tommy, honestly. The smoothie, a Thanksgiving leftover smoothie sounds disgusting.
It doesn't look good. I'll say that much. It doesn't look good, but it tastes pretty good, believe it or not.
And
you got to put the gravy in it, you know what I mean?
Can you hit me with a smoothie?
Smoothie.
Yeah. One
smoothie.
More time.
Smoothie.
Thanksgiving smoothie. Smoothie. How do you guys say it?
Oh, no. Say it the same way you do. Yeah.
Smoothie.
Smoothie.
So, I mean, Thanksgiving is the unofficial start of the holidays. So, you know, good feelings all around.
What a wonderful time. It really is the start. And this last few days, I had this tune in my head. It always comes in this time of year. It's kind of like Thanksgiving. It's not quite Christmas, but it's like Happy Holidays. You remember that tune? I kind of do a different version. I do Happy Holidays, Happy Baloney Days. You guys know that tune? It's like Happy Holidays, Happy Holidays. May the merry bells keep ringing. Happy Holidays to you. Happy Holidays. Yeah.
There
Happy Baloney Days.
Yeah, there you go. There's
yeah,
the baloney.
You know what I mean?
Does yes,
that
sir.
Get you in the mood?
It does. It does. I can.
Move what?
Yeah. Well, that's a separate question. Just in the mood.
Thanksgiving smoothies, like.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So, Tommy, Eagles have won 7 in a row, now 9-2, going into this big matchup with the Ravens on Sunday, where they're underdogs. How are you feeling about the game?
And by the way, I think your score last week was pretty close.
I was pretty close, wasn't I?
Where'd you go, 34-20?
I think I did, yeah, 34-20, if I'm not, or 34-21, I think.
Yeah.
I wasn't
wow.
too far off. You know what I mean? Getting closer, getting better at this.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
Well, one thing I'm thinking is, I mean, obviously Saquon Barkley is extraordinary. Over and over and over and over again, he's showing us that he's an MVP, right? But you know what the most exciting part of this whole thing is for me? It's the defense. I mean, nobody expected this defense to be any good, right?
It's called a big dose of D.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what in the words of the great Jim Nynum, a double dose of D. I think I can sound kind of like him.
Play yeah, I think so, again. Too.
Play it one more time. Let me see if I can match it.
It's called a big dose of D.
Called a big dose of D.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
Close, right? Pretty close.
Yes. So what do you think's happening on Sunday?
Well, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. It's kind of the same trend every game. It's kind of tight until the third quarter. But I think we got the better defense. It'll be a high-scoring game. I'm going to go a little closer this time. 37-30 first.
There it
Ooh,
is.
37-30. Take the over.
Eight in a row. Well, Tommy, we wish you and Wrong Way DJ and your uncle who smashes the cans on his head a very, very happy Thanksgiving and tons of leftover smoothies, my friend.
Thanks so much, fellas. Same to you, gentlemen. Enjoy Thanksgiving. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go Birds!
Go Birds! Go there Birds. He goes. Tommy down
it's
the shore.
Tommy. You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping right now online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you thankful for WIP? And this is on a WIP poll on the Twitter. 57% say no.
Wow, it's going down.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have retweeted it into my world, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, because too many podcast people in the world. Yeah.
Fake smart people.
Yep. That's what they are.
Fake smart people.
Yep. So
the classic podcast audience.
So one guy who never fakes being smart is Jack Fritz. And the top 5 at 5 is next. What do you have lined up, my friend?
Ike Reese is going to take you through a guide to the perfect Thanksgiving.
I am.
I have no idea. See?
Yeah.
You sound thrilled.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it. So yeah, well,
the first I've heard of it.
All right. I've been looking forward to this one all day.
Oh, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure. This guy. All right, that's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.